Go ahead now. Find yourself a comfortable spot. This recording is designed to be listened to while laying on a bed or sitting in a comfortable chair somewhere where you won't be disturbed. So go ahead and find that comfortable spot and take a moment to wiggle down in that comfortable spot, making yourself comfortable and relaxed. That's right. And in a moment, we're going to take some nice deep breaths. We're going to hold the breath at the top for a couple of seconds and then release the breath slowly. So go ahead, take a nice deep breath in. Hold that breath for a couple of seconds. Then release the breath slowly. That's right. And again, holding the breath at the top and releasing that breath slowly. And as you breathe out, you may start to notice how the body sinks down, down into that breath. And as you breathe in, you may start to notice how the lungs expand and the diaphragm moves. That's right. And you may start to notice feelings and sensations around the body. As the mind and the body start to slow down. And any thoughts of the day that drift in, we'll just let those thoughts drift on out as quickly as they came. And the subconscious mind can go ahead and keep drifting those thoughts out and away. That's right. Now I want the subconscious mind to search out any stiffness, any soreness, any tension, and just dissolve that away like butter in a pan. And the subconscious mind can keep searching out that stiffness and soreness and keep resolving it and dissolving it. That's right. And how's those deep breaths going? Notice how the mind and the body have already started to slow, and we've only just begun. Now, I don't want you to go into hypnosis too fast or too slow, just the right amount of time for you. And I want you to focus now. Focus all that attention on those feet. Those feet work so hard for you every day, taking you everywhere you want to go. Those feet too deserve to relax. So go ahead in your mind. Tell those feet to relax. Give those feet a command to relax. That's right. Now I'm not sure whether you'll notice it in your left or your right foot. As they start to relax that wonderful sensation. You know that feeling. Focus your attention on that feeling and let it spread up one of those legs. Some feel a lightness, some feel a heaviness. Others feel a tingling sensation. Whatever it is that you're feeling right now is a sign that hypnosis is starting to take place. And you can allow that wonderful feeling to spread up that leg and down into the other leg. So all the muscles and the tendons can go loose, limp, and slack. Just like the legs on a rag doll. That's right. Searching out that wonderful feeling now as it spreads up the body, up into the shoulders, and every muscle one by one like dominoes is going loose and limp and slack. As you allow that wonderful feeling to spread down those arms, feeling it spread down those arms into the fingertips, rolling around back up to the shoulders and into the neck, spreading up over the face as that jaw relaxes, goes limp and slack as you decide to now let go even further. As you feel that wonderful feeling spreading up the face into the eyes, in around the eyes, all those tiny little muscles around the eyes, you can feel the eyelids going loose, so heavy now. That's right. And if you have your eyes open, you can close them, and if they're closed, you feel no need now to open them anymore. As that relaxation spreads up over the head, you can feel yourself slipping further and further into that wonderful feeling. As you feel that wonderful relaxation wash over you, rolling down the mind and the body like a wave, down to the tips of the toes, rolling back up to the top of the head, feeling wonderfully relaxed. And there's a part of you that is just so curious on just how deeply relaxed you can feel. Because the more you relax, the more benefits you'll get from that relaxation. That's right. Now I want you to use that wonderful imagination of yours. You were born with a very powerful imagination. I want you to imagine yourself walking down a path. This path can be made out of anything you want it to be made out of, but just get a sense or a feeling of walking down a path. The path is calming and relaxing, and you take a moment to look around and admire what is around you. That's right. Really taking notice of everything along this path. And the further and further along this path you walk, the more relaxed you feel, the more calm, the more peaceful. And as you look down to the end of the path, you can't quite see where it goes, but you're curious. Curious at what's at the other end. This path feels like the right path. The safe path, calming and relaxing as you start to float down this path. You may start to notice the feelings and sensations around the body as it drifts deeply, deeply into relaxation. And you find yourself floating along that path. And the more you float along that path, the more deeply relaxed you feel. That's right. And in a moment, I'm going to count from 5 down to 1. And with each number, you feel more deeply relaxed than the number before. And when I get to 0, that's your sign. That's your sign to completely let go. The sign when you say to yourself in your mind, it's time to let go. That's right. 5. Feeling yourself drift a little further. 4. Feeling so much more calm now. 3. Any outside sounds that you may hear is just life going on around you. Just allow those sounds to drift in and out and refocus on my voice. And in fact, with each and every sound, you slip into deeper relaxation. That's right. 3. Drifting down further and further. 2. Letting go just that little bit more. 1. 3 times more deeply relaxed than the number before. And 0. That's right. Tell your mind now. Let go. That's right. Feeling so completely and deeply relaxed right now. Such a wonderful feeling, an enjoyable feeling that you can feel whenever you want. Just taking yourself back down this path and take a moment to enjoy this wonderful, relaxing feeling. Now I want you to imagine yourself at the top of a wonderful staircase with big wide steps and a comfortable handrail. And down the bottom of the stairs you can see a door. The door can be made out of anything you want it to be. Wood, iron, metal, and any colour that you want it to be. The door has a sign over the top of it, but you can't quite make it out. You can't make out what's written on the sign, but you are drawn to this door. And before you know it, you are floating down the stairs, drawing closer and closer to this door. As you get closer to the door, you can make out all the detail of this door. And you notice the unique door handle. This door feels welcoming and familiar. And you turn your attention to the sign on the door. The sign reads, change. It's the door of change. And you feel compelled to reach out to the door of change and place your hand on the door handle. And when you're ready to go through the door of change, just take a deep breath. That's right. And exhale slowly. You can go ahead now and open the door of change and step through to the other side. And as you get through to the other side, you notice that everything is foggy, hazy, like a click, like a thick cloud of fog is floating in the air, blocking your view. And as soon as you notice this fog, it starts to lift, thin out and clear. And you find yourself standing in a room. This room feels so secure and comforting and familiar. It's then you realize it's your room, your special room. A special room where you can find all the answers to your questions, where you keep all the tools you need to deal with any issue you find. It's your safe place. You can go ahead now and decorate this room any way you want. It's your room. Bring in the furniture you want, rugs, lighting, books, anything positive you want. Take your time now and set up your room just how you like it. That's right. Good work. As you go about creating your room, you notice to the side, up against the wall, there's walls of boxes. And one box is standing out more than others. You are drawn to this box. And it has a label, labeled anger. And in a moment, we're going to open the box of anger and release unnecessary anger out of the body and mind and into this box. This box can expand and subtract to whatever size it needs to make sure we can be rid of all the unnecessary anger from our mind and body. Go ahead now, open the box of unnecessary anger. As you look down at the body, you notice the unnecessary anger has already started to leave. It might be in words or pictures, things that you've heard or said, memories in motion, or still pictures in your mind. It might just look like vapor. It may be just a sense. But go ahead, release all that unnecessary anger into the box. Feel, hear, and see it leave you. Notice how the body feels lighter already. You have no need for this unnecessary anger anymore. That's right. Let it all go. And when you feel that all the unnecessary anger is gone, just take a nice deep breath. That's right. You are doing so well now. Search the mind and the body one more time and remove the remaining, if any, unnecessary anger. Push that last little piece into the box, that's right. But now that you've released any unnecessary anger into that box, I want you to place the lid on the box. As you do so, you will notice lid locks down shut, unable to be opened again. And I want you to use the power of your mind to super glue that lid shut even more, locking it in. Just then, a fireplace grows up from the floor over there. This fireplace will appear whenever you need it and leave when you don't. In a moment, I want you to use the power of your own mind to throw the box of unnecessary anger into that fireplace, that magical fireplace. So go ahead now, throw that box into the fireplace, that's right. Watch it burn and melt down into ash, destroying the box of unnecessary anger and all its contents, down to tiny little particles of ash. That's right. Just then you notice a tiny little breeze in the fireplace. up the ashes, straight up into the chimney as you can imagine it taking it away. Taking it away further and further into the sky, until it's totally gone now. Totally gone from your awareness. That's right. Well done. Feel how amazing it feels to have that weight removed from that body. Take a moment to take in the change. That's right. Nice deep breath signifying all these changes. And imagine those eyes closed as you release that breath. And then opening your eyes to your room again. And as you do, you notice something out the corner of your eye, across the other side of the room. More boxes. But these are glowing, sparkling, shining, radiating, an angelic glow. One box is standing out more than the others. You feel it pulling you over, drawing you in. Also has a label. As you draw closer, you realize the label reads calm. It is the box of calm. In a moment, we're going to be able to open the box of calm, and when we do, that wonderful feeling of calm will pour out of the box and into the mind and the body. So go ahead, take the lid off the box of calm. Notice how that wonderful feeling of calm pours out of the box, swirls around your room, filling up every space, every nook, every cranny, and makes its way around to you. As that wonderful feeling of calm enters the body and mind, you feel this wave, this rush over you, this wave of calm and serenity. As calm is pouring out of the box, it turns into a wonderful, calming color. And whenever you see this color today, tomorrow, next week, or the week after, you take a deep breath and this wonderful wave of calmness washes over you. You start to notice this calm color everywhere, and you soon will start searching out for it, looking for it. Each and every time you notice it, it gets brighter and brighter, and you feel that wave of calm rushing over you. That's right. Take a moment to enjoy this change and wonderful feeling. Now I want you to look around this wonderful room you've created. Comfortable spot to relax that body down. And as you relax that body down, I want you to take yourself forward to a place in time. A place in time when all that unnecessary anger would take over. Notice how you are doing things differently now. Notice how calm you are. Go to another time in the future where you could really use that wonderful calm feeling. Great. Notice how you were using that wonderful calm feeling to be in control, to command your own day. That's right. And as you lay in this comfortable spot, take a deep breath in. As you release that breath slowly, it signifies all the changes that we have made today. You can always come back to this special place whenever you need answers, or to feel safe and to get a boost of that feeling of calm, as the lid of the box of calm is always open. And tonight, when you go to bed, at a time that is right and natural for you, any dreams that you'll have will be of a learning nature and positive. And when you wake in the morning, you'll awaken knowing something's changed, and surprised that this wonderful feeling still remains with you as you look forward to whatever it is you're going to do for the rest of the day. Knowing today and every day is the first day of the rest of your life, and every day, in every way, it gets better and better. Every day, in every way, it gets better and better. In a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 5. And when I say 5, your eyes will be wide open, wide awake, fully aware. Then you can decide to drift off into a natural sleep, all awakened, fully ready for the day. The choice is yours on 5. 1. The feeling comes back up through the feet and rises up into the body as you're becoming more aware of yourself, the room and the surroundings. And 2, feeling the energy now return to the body as the heart rate and blood pressure return to whatever it is that's normal for you. And 3, feeling the mind and the body realigning now as you can now start to feel your arms and your legs, fingers and toes. And 4, coming closer and closer up to the surface as the vitality starts to swirl around the body, feeling that energy return. And 5, eyes wide open, wide awake, fully aware. Now it's your choice to drift off to a natural sleep or awaken, energized for the day. The choice is now yours.